It's a 47-yard strike in the Bad Axe Hatchets on in the touched in the end zone for the fourth time tonight.
Wow, and I got to give credit to Micah Gordon. He's the other receiver. There were three receivers on that play, Clark. All three of them wide open. Vassar completely fooled again on the same play that almost beat him two plays ago. But Micah Gordon knows the throw is going underneath to Ryan Wehner. It was the safer of the throws. Vinny Blackstock throws a nice ball right on the numbers.
As a sophomore.
Micah Gordon turns around and absolutely destroys the defensive back of Vassar. And Ryan Wehner is able to go right around that great block and stroll into the end zone for Bad Axe's fourth touchdown of this first half.
6:42 left in this first half, and it's 30-6. Bad Axe now leading by 24. They're trying to make it 26 with a complete two-point conversion here. Single wing offense, direct snap to Ryan Wehner. They hand it off, and Vassar's defense stops him in the backfield. The two-point conversion was no good, as Geiger on the carry is stopped in the backfield. Number 29, Marshall Fabro on the tackle. And we'll return after this with Bad Axe leading by 24 points, 30-6, with 6:42 left in the second quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors Ford Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Carroll. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. We have the largest new car selection in the entire Thumb. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it from another dealer at no extra cost to you. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. You won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Forty-seven-yard strike from Blackstock to Ryan Wehner in for the score for the fourth time tonight. And it's suddenly back out to that 24-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets with 6:42 left in the second quarter. The boot from Bad Axe goes down to the 20-yard line, brought in by Vassar with ease. Breaks his first tackle, still on his feet, and all the way across the 40-yard line out to the 43-yard line. And number 88 on the special teams tackle, Connor Jansen. Junior for Bad Axe, highest number on that roster. First and 10 for the Vassar Vulcans, facing 24-point deficit with a center of their back, left, right across the radio from their own 43-yard line.
Oh, these are the days where it's fun to be a play caller, an offensive coordinator, Clark. When you get the run game established early, you're able to lure them in and call up play action a couple times, and in reality, it should have worked both times, but it worked the second time when it mattered for Bad Axe, and now Vassar completely on their heels.
Macon throws complete and pass to Kokulski out to midfield, and he's forced out of bounds by number 17, Chandler Cady, the junior, after a 7-yard reception. Second down, 3 to go, right from midfield, left right across the radio.
Good throw and catch there from the quarterback Macon to his receiver Kokulski. Those are the throws that he's got to make. He's got to deliver the ball quicker. He's got to get the ball out of his hands, because Bad Axe has been in the backfield enough to force him out of the pocket. That times he stays in the pocket, calm and conservative, throws a nice pass, gets 7 yards on first down. When you're a spread offense and you're going to throw the ball on first down, you've got to be able to get short completions.
Macon throws it as he lets the defenders blast right through the line, and he lofts this one over, and it's incomplete as the pass was intended for Monte Davis. This one's incomplete. Third down, 3 to go from midfield.
Drop the call, the screenplay, Clark, and I like that play call, but unfortunately, one of the defensive linemen for Bad Axe, I think it was Cody Bailey, number 71, he actually stayed with the running back, so that lob pass, they were able to lure in that defense of Bad Axe, and it looked like the play was going to be huge, but Bailey stayed with the running back, was able to help deflect that ball to the ground, and that brings up now 3rd and 3 for Vassar.
Third down, 3 to go, man in motion, that's Monte Davis again. And we have a flag, and this is going to be another false start against the Vassar Vulcans. This will be the 3rd on the night.
Dead ball, false start on the offense, 5-yard penalty, repeat 3rd down.
So instead of a 3rd and 3, they go back to a 3rd and 8 to change the whole dynamic of this play. back at their own 45-yard line. 5:44 left in the second.
Penalties like that will kill you, Clark. Somebody on the right end flinches just enough while that wide receiver is in motion. And a play is called dead, cost you five. So now a third and three, which is very manageable, turns into third and eight. And now almost a running play is probably not going to happen. They're going to have to ask for Macon to air it out one more time.
Drips to the left. Macon fakes the handoff, and he's going to keep it for himself. And here come the blue jerseys. He is sacked back of the 36-yard line. Big man 26, if you call him that. Devin Maxwell on his sack brings Macon down in the backfield for a big loss of about 9 yards. It brings a fourth down in a country mile, and Vassar is going to be forced to punt this one away.
Yeah, Maxwell, he's on that right end. He's lined up looking like it's a cornerback blitz, Clark. He's out there lined up with the wide receiver. And as soon as the play is snapped, they send him on a blitz, and he goes untouched into the backside of Macon. Macon felt him come and tried to spin out of it, wasn't able to. And when the recruits came, Macon had to go to the ground and take his loss and bring on the punting unit for Vassar.
Macon's punt not too high, but it has some distance and comes in at the 29-yard line where it rolls dead, and Vassar will stop it there. So Bad X gets the ball back, but there's still a 24-point lead intact. A first and 10 from their own 29-yard line, 4:52 left in the first half.
And this is where you're going to see Bad Axe's four-minute offense come into play. At 4:52 left in the first half, they would love nothing more than to not let Vassar see the football in the rest of this half. Try to run it out, ground out some time, get a couple first downs. And if they get a score, even better.
Vassar just holding the ball for 1:50 there, resulted in -5 yards. Vassar with a sizable time possession majority in their favor, but that doesn't really show much.
When you get 7 yards on first down, second and third did not go well.
A keeper for, that would be Jack Clancy, up the middle across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line. A gain of 2, maybe 3 yards of her field. Beneficial tackle made by number 24, Aaron Bartles. 4:35 left in the second quarter. 30-6, Benex leads with the ball in their hands.
Bartles, a junior on that left side linebacker for Vassar, is able to slow down Clancy, but not until he gets a couple yards. Vassar needing a turnover, a three and out, something to give their offense one more shot to get another score here in the first half and get a little closer.
Direct snap to Clancy, gets right through the gap, and he's out as the first down, breaks through his tackle. He's across midfield to the 40, has no one in front of him. Jack Clancy going to the house once again. Touchdown, Bad Axe. Jack Clancy in with his fourth touchdown of the night. This time a 68-yard scamper for Jack Clancy. In for yet another touchdown.
That is all Jack Clancy, folks, as he runs through the hole. Looks like he was going to be tackled two different times. A Vassar guy to come in and help, thought he was down, didn't even make an attempt to hit him. And when Clancy kind of dragged his way out of that tackle, he turns on the jets. And like we mentioned earlier, a couple times tonight already, when he gets out in open space, there isn't anybody catching him.
Not even close. So now Bad Axe going out for two. They lead by 30 points, trying to make this 32. A crazy game so far. There's the snap, direct.
Looks like Blackstock.
To Blackstock, and he's in, goes into the near corner of the end zone, in for two. And it's now a 32-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 38-6 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Jack Clancy scores for the fourth time tonight on a 68-yard run. extends the lead all the way out to 32 points. Now 38 for Bad Axe, just 6 points for Vassar Vulcans. A 32-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Now they just need to hang on.